Welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Again, thanks to Clinton Carroll and BooneCountyDailyNews.com, Big Deals, Big O Tires, Ivy Tech Community College, and TC Trailers. The online telecast you could be watching right now at HoosierlandTV.com. That's brought to you by Mann Chevrolet GMC in Delphi, Layden's Furniture and Mattress, Jerry's Body Shop, Avery Home Store, Braden Business Systems, Copper Electric Services, VFW Post 1110, Marshan's Window Tinting, Ellis Jewelers, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, The Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Stoops, Big O Tires, Sam I Am Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water of Boone and Clinton County, Shoops Country Foods, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. So today is, what, the 20th?
Mm-hmm.
Couple things. You know, some schools, well, a lot of schools are done this week.
Yeah.
In fact,
we've got graduations coming up.
Graduations are coming up. The community schools of Frankfort will be out Friday, May 22nd, which is this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, are all of our county schools out this week then?
I'm not sure.
Okay. I know that at least the community schools of Frankfort are out on Friday. A couple of other things we need to, and we do have a guest coming up here in just a moment. We'll be speaking with Tom Christie from Indiana Beach and talking about some of the cool things they have happening this summer.
Mm-hmm.
But also coming up on Saturday now is the Clinton County Sheriff Caucus. And so that is coming up at 8:30 at the Frankfort Police Department. And if you are interested in being a candidate for the caucus, you would have to submit a letter of intent to Party Chair Jordan Brewer by today. And so you would need to do that before closing today. And then the caucus will be held coming up on Saturday. Again, that's 8:30 at the Frankfort Police Department, which is now on State Road 28. Don't forget that. So that's coming up on Saturday. Also coming up on Saturday is the Frankfort Market Outdoor Version. Looking forward to that. Food, music, crafts, baked goods, and so much more. Just a reminder to shop local. And on Saturday, that will be happening from 9 o'clock until 1. No, this is one of those things that reminds me that summer is kind of official. I mean, I know it's Memorial Day. That's the official kickoff in my mind, even though the calendar doesn't show that. But Sapphire Bay is opening this weekend on Saturday. And so the daily pass, just $7. An individual season pass is only $75. Morning water walking is $3. If you'd like a family season pass, this is a household up to 5 members, just $250. Again, that's for the season, though. Additional family members are just $25. And then the half-day cabana rentals are $50, and full-day cabana rental is $75. So Sapphire Bay opening this weekend.
The water walking. I keep thinking I want to do that sometime.
I'd like to try that sometime.
I would like to, just because, well, let's face it, my knees are shot.
But that's good. That would be good for your knees.
But that would be good for my knees.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that's another reason why I'd love to. Love to try it.
Also, if you're one of those folks that likes nature, the Wabash and Erie Canal is having a nature walk on Saturday. That's at 2:30 with David McCain. And David will be talking about all of the things there at the Wabash and Erie Canal. I have some friends that got married over there last weekend and said it was awesome at the little church, and then they had the reception there. So definitely check out the Wabash and Erie Canal. And we'll be hearing more about this from our next guest, Tom Christie. But happening at Indiana Beach in the Sky Bar this Saturday night, it's Nick Green Live. And they're doing several events throughout the season at the Sky Bar. But this one is Nick Green Live Saturday night. And then Sunday, before Memorial Day, they will have fireworks Sunday night. Looking forward to that. I love the fireworks.
I do. I mean, I could go up there and just sit on the boardwalk and do people watching.
Oh, yes.
Or go visit the arcade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one of those things that I like to do. But, yeah, Indiana Beach, it's just part of my growing. It's part of my childhood and my kids.
Fireworks begin after dark and are, by the way, included with your park admission. Mm-hmm. And so look forward to that. Now, since Memorial Day is happening on Monday, we will not do a show on Monday.
No, we are just going to play music.
We're going to play music and we will not be here. We're going to take it as the actual holiday it is on Memorial Day. However, there are some people around that will be doing some things. In fact, the Michigan Town Lions Club is having a Michigan Town Lions Club Memorial Day program. That is at the Alumni Building there. Breakfast will be served from 7 o'clock until 9 and will include homemade sausage gravy, biscuits, pancakes, sausage, coffee, orange juice. This is an all-you-can-eat meal for a free will donation. And then the program will start at 9 o'clock. And so there will be music. There will be a children's flag presentation, some readings, some speakers as well. Everyone is invited, and this is sponsored by the Michigan Town Lions Club. Also that day at Veterans Memorial, 10:30 at the Clinton County Courthouse, there will be a Memorial Day service as well. Lunch to follow at the VFW. And again, that starts at 10:30, so a little later. And that one is in Frankfort downtown with the folks at Day and Ginda and the City of Frankfort. So thanks to them for all of that as well.
Don't forget, you can go to the, well, the library will be closed on Memorial Day, but you're running out of time to go down to the library and check out the live landscapes. I have to stop and think. Landscapes of America. Yes.
Sorry.
You got to love it when somebody's streaming on her phone and then it all comes up at the same time. So. But anyway.
Sorry, my fault.
No, I thought it was funny. I like that. You get that echo, and then I'm sitting here looking at the board thinking, what did I do wrong? I didn't push anything.
No, it wasn't you. It wasn't you.
But, yeah, American Landscapes, Landscapes of America, that's going to be going on through the 30th. Go check it out. We had fun. We got a chance to do that and see that. So.
And it was great. So.
It was. It was really cool.
All right. Well, let's get to our guest. What do you say?
I think so. I think it's time.
You're listening to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. We are pleased to welcome this morning Tom Christie from our good friends over at Indiana Beach. Good morning, Tom. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me this morning.
Holy cow, we are super excited about this year because not only do we just love Indiana Beach in general, but it's the 100th year celebration.
It's great. It's the 100th year, and we're really rolling out the red carpet and trying to make entertainment and the rides and just the great experience this year.
Well, tell us about some of the things we can look forward to in the big 100th year celebration.
Well, first things first, we do have a new ride. It's called the Zero Gravity. That's kicking off. We had a little sneak a peek this past weekend for some riders, and we still have our fireworks shows. We have our ski shows. The Lake City Skiers out of Warsaw, they've come down. They're doing six shows over three different dates over the summer. Our ballroom acts are loaded for summer, and then obviously up in the Sky Bar we have. We have live entertainment all week and during the week and on the weekends as well. So we're really ramping up for this for a great summer this year.
I want to talk about the live entertainment because we try and let folks here know about the live entertainment that's happening up there. But you guys really bring in some cool acts. And again, not only just in one location, but you offer this in a couple of different locations. So tell us about some of the acts that we can look forward to and the kind of music that we'll be able to hear this year.
Sure, yeah. The ballroom is historic. They've had so many bands play there in the 50s, 60s, 70s, the Beach Boys. The Beach Boys were there. Janis Joplin played there. There's just so many bands. So these days, unfortunately, those types of acts are very cost-effective to have at the beach. So we get bands that played there before, but what they call tribute bands. So, for example, our summer kicks off with the Sounds of Summer. These guys are out of Indianapolis area, and they're a Beach Boys tribute band. Then we move on to Mellon Cougar, John Mellencamp, again, a huge icon in the state of Indiana. We have got a young Elvis named Logan Ramey. Who doesn't love Elvis? he's been there before. He was a teenager. He's a fantastic Elvis artist. So we love having him back. This year, something a little bit different, bringing Neil Diamond to the beach. He's called Solitary Man, again, another tribute band. Styx, Grand Illusion band, Styx out of the south side of Chicago. They're going to be down there in August. And then we brought them out last year, a band called Red Revolution. They're a Taylor Swift experience. Fantastic job. That's for our younger demographics. We love having, you know, the kids come out to the ballroom and experience their own little concert. They put on a great show last year. It was packed. That's the last concert of the year in September, so we definitely suggest getting there early because, you know, that one's going to be busy. And to fix things up a little bit, we have a live wrestling event in the ballroom, and that happens four times this summer as well. So, again, loaded up there, and the ballroom's going to be packed with a great experience this year.
Yeah, I like everything that you've got coming, and the ballroom isn't the only place. The Sky Bar is doing their part, too. They're hosting events there as well, including this weekend.
Correct. Yes, Sky Bar is loaded up. We'll do live music on Saturday nights. We do have a band as well playing Sunday, being Memorial Day weekend, in El Rapin with our fireworks. On Wednesdays and Fridays, we'll have trivia and karaoke as well. So yeah, the Sky Bar is going to be Skylar's going to be busy during the week and on the weekends. And if you guys like music, obviously hit IndianaBeach.com or check out our social media. The Skybar actually has its own Facebook page as well, which all of our events are listed there for everybody to see.
Well, you make it very convenient for us, that's for sure. Now, I don't want folks to forget, because we're kind of close. You know, we're about an hour away. However, why not go and stay up there at the Indiana Beach Hotel or some of the lodging and camping up there?
Two huge campgrounds, free trolley rides to and from the campgrounds for those guests. We do have a hotel now. You're right. We added a hotel, which is a little bit down the street, IB Hotel. Again, the shuttles, the trolleys go to and from there for ease of travel to and from the park. We do have some great accommodations, again, right on property, just outside the north entrance there. Anywhere from lakeside cabins all the way up to, you know, full-on duplex beachfront property and Hoosier Point, and those are fantastic accommodations as well.
Tom Crissy from Indiana Beach is our guest on Party Line today. And, you know, when I remember Indiana Beach, there were always so many fun things to do. So let's talk about some of the old standards. And I know you mentioned that we have the new ride, Zero Gravity, this year. But let's talk about some of the old standards and what else we can enjoy while we're there.
Sure. You know, I think one of the fan favorites is our Schaefer Queen. That's a 30-minute paddle boat tour that goes around Lake Schaefer, which offers amazing views of, you know, the area and the park, you know, from a little bit of a distance. It really gives you a chance to appreciate everything. We do have cruises as well on the Schaefer Queen. Tickets for that you can grab right at the boardwalk. Gifts on our fireworks night. And, you know, we've got some great roller coasters, Lost Coaster, Superstition Mountain. That's probably one of the most unique coasters that anybody would ever ride. The All-American Triple Loop, again, that's the first triple looping coaster that was ever put out in existence. So there's a little bit of a history there. Our Autos, the Gondola Wheel, again, gives you great views of the park. The water park, the Lazy River, just if you want to float on a nice hot day, again, that's the spot to be. So there's literally something to do for everybody of all ages. Just come out and give it a try.
You know, one of the things that when I go to Indiana Beach and we take the kids, we're very, I work in radio, so my kids are kind of a musical family, is the Karaoke Crow recording studio. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, that's back. You know, that's back. It's been gone for a while. We do have someone that came in and wanted to try and, bring that back. And, it's been fantastic so far. Guests come in and just go over and record their own songs, just like you would remember. Unfortunately, I don't think you're getting cassette tape anymore. But, technology today, I'm sure they just probably get an MP3 and email right to their phone or something.
And the ski shows, that was so, when the ski shows came back, we were so thrilled. And you've brought even more back this year.
Correct, yeah. Every year, I partner with the Lake City Skiers. Like I said, they do six shows a year, but they do three different dates. They're out and on the lake and performing for everybody. Those ski show dates are June 27th, July 25th, and August 22nd. And again, those are on Saturdays, and their show times are at noon and 3 p.m.
You guys also put on a whale of a fireworks show that you can also enjoy on Sunday this weekend. But you'll do that several times throughout the summer as well.
Fireworks shows here, and they're one of the better shows that you'll see. Great pyrotechnics crew that comes out Sunday, Memorial Day Sunday, Wednesday, June 24th. We tried to bring one into June. Typically, we've always had it in July. So we're trying something a little different this year. We're bringing one show into June. Saturday, July 4th, that's the big, big show of the year. That one's going to be packed. We, get there early, get your tickets for that Schaefer Queen ride, like I said, or secure your spot right there on the boardwalk to watch that show. Then we have Wednesday, July 15th, and Wednesday, July 22nd, and we round out the year on Sunday, Labor Day weekend, September 6th.
Tom, I hear the haunted house is getting some star power this year. Something about Eddie Munster?
Eddie Munster. We have a new attraction. It's not the Frankenstein's castle that, everybody loves that. This is called Eddie's House of Monsters. It's being put together. It's being built by Tom Devlin out in Boulder City, Nevada, and it's going to be a walkthrough attraction of, monsters and just various scary things. And that's actually going to be debuting May 29th. And Butch Patrick and Tom Devlin are going to be there that weekend to, to help promote it and meet and greet people as they walk through the event there.
So that's in addition to the castle.
Correct. Yeah, it's actually going to be in a completely separate location. So we're still going to have that Dr. Frankenstein's castle, and then we're going to have this separate walkthrough attraction. I believe, from what I understand, it's going to be near that north entrance, kind of by the Music Express up there, between the Music Express and the Steel Hog.
Let's take a step back here for just a minute. Again, our guest is Tom Crissy from Indiana Beach. How did you get involved with Indiana Beach? How did this become your thing?
The owner, Gene Staples, is a longtime friend of mine, 30 years, and he called me one day and said, "Hey, we're gonna invest in an amusement park." And I said, "That's great. Let's get to it." So, that's pretty much how I got brought in. I do various things for, not only for Indiana Beach, but for Ivy Parks and Entertainment, which has three other amusement water parks in various places around the East Coast.
How many coasters are there now? And I know, we have our the favorite that just turned 25 years old.
Cornball actually turned 25 yesterday. That was, he made his debut May 18th, 2021. We did a little, since we weren't open yesterday, on Sunday, the first 100 riders received a commemorative pin and sticker for showing up and getting on that ride. We're up to seven rides. Steel Hog has historically been named one of the top thrill rides in the state of Indiana. Coaster enthusiasts love the Steel Hog. We have the Hoosier Hurricane, a wooden coaster. This does a nice down and back along the boardwalk. Again, when I talk about scenic views from a coaster perspective, this one really gives you a nice scenic view of everything as you go down and come back along the boardwalk. Cornball Express, as you mentioned, another wooden roller coaster. For wooden roller coasters, this one gets a lot of praise from coaster enthusiasts all over. they love coming and riding the Cornball Express. All-American Triple Loop. Again, that's our newest coaster at the park that's got three loops. The rear car on that roller coaster is now faces backwards. That's usually limited time offerings. That really gives, you know, coaster enthusiasts, coaster riders, a complete different take on how to, you know, the excitement of a roller coaster.
Yeah, you have the
Cyclone.
You have those bags in each one of those coasters, right? And the Cyclone, because I know how fast that thing goes.
Yeah, the Cyclone is coaster number six. A nice one with sharp turns and some plunging drops. Is a nice little helix finale there. And then the Tiger. Cyclone's five. Tiger's number six. And then Lost Coaster of Superstition Mountain, which we already talked about, that number seven. So we're at seven roller coasters. You know, if you're a coaster enthusiast, you'll spend a full day on our coasters.
Well, I wanted to say this is really cool too, because as an adult, I like occasionally not to take the kids or grandkids to Indiana Beach. And this year, you've done a cool thing where you're introducing senior Sundays for guests. Talk about that a little bit.
Seniors has always had a nice discounted ticket, $21.99, was usually the price. Obviously our the best way to come is with a season pass. You know, we understand that, you know, they want a lower price point. If you're coming, if you're local for sure, and you're coming several times, you know, that price point eats away, especially if you take advantage of our Black Friday pricing. You know, we hear the, hey, can we get in for $5? Can we get in for $10? We hear a lot of that. You know, if you buy a season pass on a Black Friday and you come two times a month and use all the benefits, you're really coming for about $5 a visit. There's Bring a Friend where you get free tickets. There's six additional tickets at $19.99 a month. So, again, if you grab a season pass, especially on our Black Friday sale, and you utilize it, you're really spending very, very little on your per visit when you come to the park. Senior Sundays, again, something a little bit different. We want to 50-plus years young. You come in, and it's a $10 ticket on Sundays.
That's fantastic, especially for a lot of people who you know, in 100 years of amusements have grown up with Indiana Beach, myself included. My grandparents lived at Monticello, so that was an every Sunday thing for us to go up there. I see where the Flying Bobs has gotten some new scenery. That's one of my favorite rides because I love it when it goes forward and then they stop it and take you backwards.
Yeah, the Flying Bobs that are presently at the park are going to be removed, replaced with an upgraded version, which again has all those scenery panels that you're referring to. So that should be coming online this summer, and from what I've been told, it's going to be moved back to its original location, which is smack dab right there in the middle of the boardwalk. That's what I've been told. I haven't seen it. It's not been moved yet, but that's the game plan, is to move it back to its original location.
Well, Tom, we appreciate you joining us today. All I need you to do now is tell folks how they can get their season pass and their tickets.
It's very simple. IndianaBeach.com. It literally has everything right there on your fingertips. Season pass, daily tickets. Daily tickets, I just want to make a quick note. If you buy online and in advance, you will find discounted tickets throughout the season. That is a very, very big discount based on what you would pay if you just showed up at the gate. So for your listeners, if you're coming, go to our website, look at the calendar, pick a date, and you will find discounted tickets available. And they will always be less than what you would pay at the gates.
Do you ever get tired?
IndianaBeach.com.
IndianaBeach.com. Do you ever get tired of the song? there's more than corn in Indiana. That's the best part of America.
It's classic. I don't know if you've heard, we did a little country twang version this year that has been well received on social media. But yeah, you just can't go wrong with the original. It's iconic. People love it. And, you know, we did a contest earlier this year, and we're about to roll out the results of that. It was a mashup where you grabbed your cell phone or your smartphone device, and you recorded a line from the jingle and then emailed it in. And we took all of those and spliced it up and made it into the jingle with all of our, you know, all of our diehard fans. So it came out really great. We put it together to the original music, and it's just with our fans singing the song. It came out great. I can't wait till it, gets put out there.
Oh, that's awesome. And please tell me at the end, because my kids always wait for the call. Tell me somebody did that too.
Let's do it again. I'm not sure. It's very possible. You know, we got some passionate fans out there that did multiple entries. You know, they got some of them, you know, they got the family together and sang together. It was just a lot of fun. And to hear, you know, to hear them come in through the email with no music was a little strange. But once we sent it over to our team to put the final song together, it really came out well.
Well, Tom,
I know.
That's going to be great. I'll tell you, I'm looking forward to this weekend with the Schaefer Queen and the fireworks off the Schaefer Queen. That's always the highlight of my summer, is to be able to watch those fireworks right off of the Schaefer Queen. And now I know it's just been weekend, but now when are you going to open full time, 7 days a week?
We will go full. Now, the water park opens this weekend, too. So that's probably big news we should probably share. Water Park was the original name in 1926. That's actually now the name of the water park at Deal Beach. We open on Fridays starting this weekend, and then we go full-time operations June 1st. Monday, June 1st. So, yeah, basically this weekend will be Friday to Monday for Memorial Day, and then starting next Friday, May 29th, it's on full-time through the middle of August. And then we'll go back to weekend hours. And then we have the Grandioso Hops and Poster Drops event Saturday, September 12th. That's Indiana's largest wine distillery festival, 21 and older event only. No children under 21 will be in the park that day. And you'll get some samples from some of the greatest, craft beers, wineries, and distilleries from around the state of Indiana and the area. So that's a great event, and that's, you know, well attended every year.
All right, Tom, we appreciate you so much. IndianaBeach.com, folks. You can't go wrong. Yeah. Tom, thank you so much. Congratulations on the 100th year. And if anything changes and you need to get back on the air, you let me know, okay?
Will do. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much, Ed.
Perfect. Thank you, Tom. That was a great way to end it. I love that. Thank you so much for your time today. I'm glad this worked out for us.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, that was fun.
That was definitely fun. I can't wait for the fireworks, the Schaefer Queen, and yes, whether you like it or not, the popcorn vendor right next to the Schaefer Queen, because that's where you're going to find all the carp.
Yeah, all those carp swimming on top of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what else I love at Indiana Beach? Ski ball.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Slight addiction.
Well, you got skee ball, but you got all the other games,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, they have tons of games.
What do they call that?
I don't know. I'm the skee ball.
It's got a name, though, the place.
You're right.
The building
it
where
does.
All the games are at.
Yes.
You go in, you can have games, you can have
yes.
pizza. Used to get pizza or mm-hmm. hot dog, you know, that kind of stuff.
I was looking at some of their food options this year, too.
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah, there's all kinds of options, places to eat, and And, of course, you know, you got the regular vendors down the whole boardwalk, but, yeah, we used to go back and sit, and it's like a little pizza parlor back in there, and then you got all the games and everything that are in there, too.
Yeah.
And for the life of me, I can't think of what that's called.
You know what? We'll just have to get up there, won't we?
Yeah.
We'll have to check it out.
Yeah, because I'm going to drive you nuts with the freaking cart. So.
All right. Check out IndianaBeach.com. We appreciate you listening to Party Line today on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7.